Bienvenue à Wonder and Reality. Nous sommes aujourd'hui en Suisse, à Porrentruy. Bienvenue dans le glorieux nom de Jésus.
Le temps, c'est très bien. La prochaine, personne. Et vous le glissez votre pinceau sur le bord, vous le coiffez pour qu'il... Vous voyez, parce que là, il est encore un peu fourchu. Donc, en tournant sur son axe, tu arrives à avoir une pointe dessus, d'accord ? Et après, avec ça, tu cherches l'angle. Et puis, tu as...
Ouais,
la pointe, et ensuite vous faites quelques traits. Une fois que vous avez terminé, vous redonnez le gobelet et puis on passe au suivant.
La confiance.
Là, venez tout autour de la table ici.
Pardon.
Voilà.
Glory to God forever. Welcome to Wonder in Reality, special edition from Switzerland. Porrentruy, Switzerland, in western Switzerland. A glorious, beautiful day in June. We're in the city center. It's very historic. This is 2 hours from Zurich. I believe it's about 2 hours from Bern. A country of 8 million people, most of which do not know Jesus Christ. It's like a cultural center near downtown, and that the opening in just a few minutes ago, it was a man was explaining painting and to some young people. It looks like it's something in the summer that young people are doing. They're also studying, and the building on the outside looks very historic. We're in France, we're in Switzerland today. This series, Knowing Him, Eternal Life. How do we do all the things that God Almighty wants us to do? He commands us to do. He tells us to do. He teaches us. And innately, we know there's a higher power and we should have a relationship with Him. So how do we do all these things? And it's so simple. It's so easy. And it's so wonderful. It's simply knowing Him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. How glorious this is that we get to do this today. That you and I, every person, has the opportunity to do this. And yet we miss it. We do other things. And it's our human nature. We don't have to be hard on ourselves and feel guilty. Although, you know, we need to repent. We need to humble ourselves before Him. Seek Him with all we have. Seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God. Love Him with everything we have. This is our normal response. Should be our normal response. And that's when all the wonderful things happen. When we know Him. When we know Him and He knows us. Jesus said in that sobering words when he said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Many will come to me in that day and say, "Lord, Lord, we've prophesied in your name. We've cast out demons in your name. We've done signs and wonders." He says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." This is scary. We should fear him. That's another thing to add to the list. Fear him. Give him everything we have. Jesus says in the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. We look at all of these sayings and we could say, these are hard sayings. Who can understand them? Remember that was someone said that in the Gospels. But the commandments of God are not burdensome when we get this revelation that it's just about knowing him. That's the answer. You know, it sounds like common sense, isn't it? These are cars going by. Everyone's busy in their day. We're doing all these different things. And this, what I'm presenting right now, it's just, someone may say, "Oh, well, that's just common sense. I mean, have a relationship with him. Know him." Someone may even discount it. They may just discard it. Oh, you know, this is nothing new. I know that. But are we pursuing that like we should? Are we... doing that one thing, just one thing today, doing everything that we need to do to have that relationship with him today? Because it's then and only then, that's when we can do all the things that he commands us to do, that he wants us to do, that we want to do, because we want him in our personal life, right? We want the blessings, the peace, the joy, the fulfillment and happiness and purpose and all. Everyone wants that in our personal life. Who doesn't want that? And then also we want to impact others, right? We want to fulfill our calling, fulfill our ministry. All these cars going by, I hope this is symbolic of the fact that everywhere we go, there's people. There's people that are unsaved. They don't know Jesus. We can go to Western Switzerland, to a small town, Porrentruy, Switzerland, 2 hours from Zurich, near France, a town, and there's people. Right there, there's hundreds that don't know Jesus Christ. Precious people. Was just in this school, like a cultural center, young people, reading and learning about painting and art and and how can, what's the only way that they will be one to Jesus Christ? It's through the anointing. And when the anointing is there, the presence of God is there, and the signs and wonders. Jesus said, "You people only believe if you see signs and wonders." We're so hard-headed and so dead. Our old nature is so corrupt that it takes the power of God and signs and wonders for us to truly believe. And when we see that, then we believe. Finishing up. I've presented some extreme things. You know, Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Someone said, "These are hard sayings. Who can understand them?" In the same, you know, Jesus said it, the truth. You know, he said, You must give up everything you have in order to be my disciple. You must, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and brother and sister and wife, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. If anyone wants to save his life, he'll lose it. If anyone loses his life, he'll find it. He'll find it. He'll find what? Eternal life. And what's eternal life? Knowing him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Eternal life. Everlasting life. Supernatural. Incredible. Priceless. Glorious. Wonderful. Unspeakable. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The peace that passes all understanding. Perfect peace. You will keep him in perfect peace. Fullness of joy. Faith. From faith to faith. From hope to hope. The hope of glory. Love and mercy. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy for those who fear him. So, let's add that to the list. Fear of the Lord. Let's do what he says to do, and which is common sense. And we're in a place like Switzerland, and we see the history, and we see this beautiful, everything beautiful, and the mountains, and the hills, and the rivers, and the streams that we passed on the way here, the homes, the towns, these people, the glorious sunshine, and the blue sky, and this, all of the history, these old castles, and Catholic churches, and the history in France. I want to share some of that about the French martyrs and the history in France of people, men and women of faith who serve Jesus Christ and are patriarchs of the faith, saints. And we've got all this history. And today, the King of Glory wants to know us. What a privilege. Thanks.